Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the inaugural Armor Report podcast. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. Those of you who have been following me on these podcasts, we have always focused on rehabilitating your equity portfolio and your decision making in your equity portfolio. And what we've decided to do is put even a finer point on the process of rehabilitating your portfolio by focusing on risk management. In our opinion, it's the management of risk that represents the real area of alpha in today's stock market. There has been such a massive move of capital into passive investing, into ETFs, and those type of investments, that the real opportunity to outperform is going to be on the risk management side. Now, you've all heard the terms risk on and risk off. You hear it, seems like, all the time on financial news networks, but you never really understand what it means and how it can really impact your portfolio. Well, this Armor Report podcast and the Armor Report that literally gets written at the end of each month is designed to give you answers on how to manage your risk and improve your investment results using algorithms. The Armor Report is a risk management report using algorithms, or algorithmic risk management research report, the Armor Report. And so, without further ado, let's hop into what the Armor Report was saying to us at the end of the month of April. Now, we do have two reports out. We started in March. We're going to skip to April and then discuss what's happening right now at the beginning of May. So what we've done is we've developed over a lifetime of work algorithms that help us manage risk in our own portfolios and the portfolios of those that we manage capital for. If you would like at the end of this podcast to have a written report that you can spend some more time perusing, then feel free to go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com, and you will find the ability to request the research report, which we'll send to you complimentary. Also, I want to say that on that website, in a real-time basis, you will find us updating what our algorithms are saying about each of the five major equity indexes that cover the whole market, and that is the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow 30, the small cap index, and the mid cap index. We feel when we cover those five equity indexes, we really cover the heartbeat of the market. And in our complimentary report each month, we go over what those five indexes experienced during the month from an algorithmic standpoint or a risk management standpoint. The whole point of the algorithm that we've developed and that we find has a way to really create edge in our portfolio is to help us understand when it is most appropriate to put risk on in a portfolio. What that really means, the appropriate, what does that mean? To us, it means we've got to have a reward from the entry point big enough to be worth the risk. The risk is generally going to be the same across the board. Our stops are the same across the board. So when we take a position, you know, with the exception of some type of overnight event that nobody can predict, we know what our risk is going to be in any position when, the minute we take it. What we don't know is the reward, and what the algorithm is really helping us do is determine when the reward's going to be big enough, the expectation can be big enough from the risk that we're taking. And that these algorithms are constantly recalculating every day, and so it produces, not necessarily on every day, it recalculates every day, and on some days lets us know when we need to reduce risk, when we need to exit risk completely, and when we need to the window has opened for us to really step up and put risk on. And so these reports, both written and on these podcasts, is going to explore what the algorithms are telling us and how we use them depending on the type of investor we are. So if we look at, let's start, and by the way, when we can apply these algorithms to all kinds of markets, but to make it simple for us and for the investors, we use the ETFs of these big indexes. So you can follow along in your own portfolio literally by investing in these five big ETFs or by using this risk on, risk off information to pair your portfolio, to add to your portfolio, and do it in any way that you feel most comfortable doing. So this is not just a discussion about you have to buy this. This is more a discussion of if these big indexes are telling us X, then it means Y, and then look into your portfolio and depending on the type of investor you are, determine how you want to incorporate this valuable edge creating information. So as an example, the S&P 500, SPY is the symbol. In the month of April, and if you go back and look at our first ARMA report, you can get it online at rosenthalcapital.com, you'll see that we had exits in the month of March, and we were in a fairly significant cash position ending March, and we really were able to avoid a pretty significant decline in the market by just simply following the algorithms and raising capital when risk off was warranted. And then at the beginning of April, we had a number of risk on entry points. And so for the S&P, we were taking a risk on position or stance in our portfolio on April 4th. And then if you looked at the other indexes, let's look at the Dow. We had a risk on position on April 5th. And the same was true for the small cap and the mid caps. Now, I'll get to the NASDAQ in a minute. But early in April, four out of the five indexes told us it was time to put risk on. Now, there are many different ways to apply that information. One way to do it is you can quite literally manage a portfolio simply buying the indexes at that point. And so you could put whatever percentage of capital you want to put at risk into the equity markets, and you could simply buy those four indexes and follow the algorithm completely. But you can also, depending on the type of investor you are, let's pretend you perceive yourself to be a buy and hold investor over a period of time, then what you would do is use that risk on signal as a all clear sign to add to positions, to take new positions. But what happened in April was very, very disconcerting. The very next day, the Dow, the small caps, and the mid caps reversed and put on a risk off signal the very next day. Now, this doesn't happen very often in the strategy cycle and in the algorithmic cycle, but it is a very important piece of information and feedback. We don't look at any of these entry and exit signals as purely entry and exit and success or failure. There's no failure to a signal. That's all ego talking, and that's just a way to lose a lot of money. We don't really care what the signal says next. We try to glean the information from what the signal says and then take appropriate action. So if day one we have risk on and we begin taking positions, and the very next day we're told to exit based on our algorithm that risk is completely too aggressive at that point, and we know that historically, whenever we get those immediate risk on, risk offs, it usually leads to lower prices. Well, we exit positions and we get even a more defensive stance. So we were already defensive after the sell-off in the market in March, in which we'd avoided. And so when we took a step in early April and immediately had to exit, it just told us this is a very difficult market. We have to remain disciplined. We have to remain risk off, risk adverse, protecting capital was the most important issue in the month of April. Now, skipping back to the S&P, we were able to squeeze out a small profit in the S&P in the month of April. We were entering the position on the 4th of April, exiting the position on the 13th of April. Now, you might ask yourself, well, is this a trading program? No, it's not a trading program. It depends on how you use the information. There are some risk-on signals that can last months. Sometimes a risk-on signal is exited the next day. You use that information, we use that information to look at each particular account that we manage, apply a discipline of protecting capital or capturing upside depending on what the signal is. So as an example, like I said before, if you fancy yourself a buy and holder, you're going to take these warning signs in the month of April and say, I've got to be very diligent with my homework. I don't want to add too aggressively. Perhaps I want to book profits, pair some losses, take some gains off the table. If you're a trader, you're in one day and out the next, and you wait for the next opportunity. So it's important as a function of creating alpha and edge in a portfolio today to use algorithms. And what we're trying to do in this inaugural Armor report and the podcast and the reports that we'll be writing each month is to show you the practical application of algorithms. You have to remember that the majority of executions of equity trades on markets are executed by algorithms. You know, depending on what source you look at, it's anywhere between 60 and 90% of all trades on exchanges are algorithmic based. Now think about that. If you're not using algorithms in your decision-making process, then I like to equate it to the old example of bringing a knife to a gunfight. You're literally making decisions with a butter knife, and everybody around you is making decisions, you know, with a howitzer. And so it's important you try to expose yourself to the information flow that can be generated from algorithms. That's what the Armor Report's going to try to introduce to you. I hope it improves your investment performance. I think it will over time. And then it doesn't even matter what type of a investor you are or trader you are. You can invest long term. You can invest short term. You can trade on an intraday basis. Knowing when to expose yourself to risk and knowing when to be risk averse, using a source that has zero emotional input will have a significantly positive effect on your decision-making process. That's the biggest weakness to most investors. It's the emotion of the moment. It's the fear and it's the greed. And the beauty of algorithms is they don't feel fear. They don't feel greed. They just execute. There's no ego involved. It doesn't matter to the algorithm that they bought or were suggesting a purchase of the market on the 4th of April and suggested the exit on the 5th. It makes no difference to the algorithm. It's just it knows over time as a mathematical calculation going back 15 years that following these risk-on, risk-off signals on the broad market will improve investment performance, and it executes accordingly. And with our personal capital, and for the capital of individuals whose assets we manage, we use these signals and apply it to the risk tolerance of the person we're working with or to ourselves, whatever portfolio we're managing. So let me wrap up by just fast forwarding to today's action. Today is the 7th of May, and I'm going to give you a little look into what will be detailed in the May Armor report that will come out at the end of the month. At the end of each month, we recap what the algorithms were telling us. Today, we had a risk on signal for the 4 out of the 5 major indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the small caps, and the mid caps. Now, the triple Qs, NASDAQ 100, had a risk on entry signal a couple of days ago. On May 2nd, we had a risk on entry signal. You may all, if you follow the markets closely, remember that May 3rd, there was a big sell-off in the morning, and then a reverse higher. Okay, we used that volatility in the morning got us to reduce our exposure a bit to protect capital, but we carried a position through the end of the day, and of course now we have profits on that position. So all 5 of the major indexes based on the Armor report are telling us to be long the market, to be adding risk. And typically speaking, when all 5 indexes give us the same look, it's very bullish. It would suggest the month of May will be a month to make money on the upside. Now, that's the stance as of today. As we saw in the month of April, tomorrow, it's possible we're out of every risk on position. That information will be invaluable. If we find that tomorrow the Armor Report algorithms are telling us to raise cash aggressively, it will be very telling. It would be an extreme weakness signal on top of what occurred in April. It'll be 2 months in a row where we have that type of behavior, which would be incredibly rare. We will look back at our archives and probably discuss with you in the May report, when was the last time we saw an exit like that? My guess is that we might have to go back to 2008. So it would be incredibly rare for that to happen. If it does, that information will be invaluable. It would have us aggressively raising cash across the board for all types of risk tolerance people that we work with, and for ourselves, and for somebody who is an aggressive trader, we would be getting short the market if that happens. But I don't predict that'll happen, right? It's rare. What should happen is that with all 5 indexes in a risk-on position, we should have an opportunity, at least in the month of May, to make some progress on the upside with the indexes. So we're going to look at it through the positive lens as we see it today at the close, and then we just read and react. We try to sideline our emotions and use the Armor Report to help us read and react to the risk-on, risk-off scenarios in the market. So I hope this has been helpful to you today. And over time, what we'll be doing are podcasts that support the Armor Report each month. So we'll go over a bit what the report was saying at the end of the month and what the new outlook for the market is based on the Armor algorithms. And of course, if you'd ever wish to reach out to us and get more in-depth detail about how the algorithms work and what they're literally saying on a day-to-day basis, you can follow us on Twitter, at Brett Rosenthal. I try to periodically update what our algorithms are talking about and drill down into different groups and sectors. We have algorithms for all different parts of the market. In our Armor reports, once a month, we just discuss the top 5 indexes. But those of you who follow me on Twitter might have recognized we were getting long, for instance, gold stocks in the last 30 days based on our Armor algorithms. So we cover 35 different groups. And so when we get across the board risk on in the big indexes, depending on the type of investor we work with, we'll drill down and also get exposure to the strongest groups in the market. And then, of course, you can take one step deeper and have a deeper dive and find the number one, you know, stocks in each group and own those individual equities. So there's many different ways to use the Armor Report to help put on risk and take off risk. And I hope this this podcast series will help you experience the power of the information flow from an algorithmic standpoint. Hope you all have a successful month of investing and trading. Look forward to talking to you again.